Right now, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it happened.
Which one?
Oh, Kristen Porzingis.
Clip claps. Yeah, he's done.
Oh, man, unbelievable.
Done for this year, done for most of next year.
Unbelievable.
Goodbye, Knicks.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Too bad the kid's got a lot of talent. Too bad.
Yep. Well, you know, happens. And it happens to the Knicks a lot.
Mm. Snake bit.
Yep.
All right, that's unbelievable one. What do you think about this Josh McDaniels thing?
I think he woke up out of his coma.
I think someone, his agent, talked him into something stupid, and he finally woke up and said, hey, why would I want to go there?
Yeah, why go to the Colts where you're going to be doomed? You're in a good spot in New England as long as you got Tom Brady. So why leave? It's a good gig. Why would you want to go to the Colts, a team that's in total disarray? So I just think he woke up from his coma and said, I'm not going to Indianapolis. And you know what? Good for him.
So those are my two big things. But then there's one that we have to talk about. And I couldn't believe when I saw this headline. LeBron James says he owes it to his teammates to finish the season with the Cavs.
He's a jerk. He's an out-and-out jerk. They let the NBA is the baby league where if you stamp your feet and cry enough and your name is big enough, you get whatever you want. Cleveland should trade him. They should trade him to the Knicks. That'd be good. Let him go into oblivion with the Knicks. The Knicks fans will be happy. He'll start crying. He's a punk. I mean, you try to make comparisons, not you, but people try to make comparisons from him to Michael Jordan. He couldn't carry Michael Jordan's gym bag because the guy is talented, but he's a punk.
Well,
he just thinks he's bigger than the game, and nobody's bigger than any game.
I'm not going to call him a punk, but I'm going to say this. He doesn't.
He's a punk.
He doesn't handle himself with the class that Michael Jordan handled himself.
Class. There's no class in his vocabulary. None. Zero. He's supposed to be the face of the NBA. Well, if he's the face of the NBA, then you can understand why the NBA has problems. Because if you try to be like him, I don't even want to go there. But Michael Jordan, it was nothing but class. He left basketball and came back to basketball and had no issues with it. This guy chooses where he wants to play and who he wants to play for and wherever. Where does he want to go now? Golden State or Oklahoma City? Where does he feel like going?
I have no idea. I didn't follow the story that closely.
I'm sure those two cities are in his vocabulary some way. I just can't stand people like that. They're called front runners.
All right. So now, where do we go in sports now?
The Devils lost last night. The game up in Ottawa that the Devils should have won, and they didn't. They lost last night 5-3, so that was a bad loss for them. And like I said, the Bruins come to town tonight to play the Rangers. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's Madison Square Garden. Maybe they need to blow that place up.
Well, the problem with Madison Square Garden is not square. It's not square.
Yeah, it's a round building. It's always been round. When I was a little kid, I was like, why do they call it Square Garden?
Well, when I was a little kid, it actually was square. I hate to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, it used to be somewhere else.
I hate to say, I'm so old that Madison Square Garden was square.
maybe it's the garden itself that's the jinx. I don't know.
It's got to be something because it's absolutely amazing.
It's 25 years removed since the Rangers won a Stanley Cup. Yeah. Almost 25 years. It's 24 this year for those that want to nitpick. But it's almost 25 years since they won a Stanley Cup.
Well, how long since the Knicks have won an NBA title?
It's gotta be 45.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I saw that early in my life.
45 and 29, 24.
Doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon.
No. So we'll see what happens. For all intents and purposes, they could hang up the available for bar mitzvahs and wedding sign right now because neither of these teams are going to make the playoffs.
And as we said, the circus is no longer around.
The circus doesn't come to town no more. Mm-hmm. Like we said, it's there every night. The Knicks are now 9 games under 500, and with Clip Klops going down, they have absolutely no shot at making the playoffs. I don't know what they're going to do to deal to try to be competitive next year, because he won't be playing until 2019 at least, you know, after the new year, because he's going to the rehab on this is going to be long, and we don't know what kind of a healer he is. So just one bad thing after another happening to the Knicks.
Yeah, but I really feel sorry for the kid himself. Because
he's 20-something years old. He had everything in front of him. Not to say that he won't be as good as he was after he gets the injury taken care of, but I would bet that there's another injury coming down the road somewhere. It's just that he's just that kind of guy.
And it's a long haul. I mean, I just sit here as myself as an individual, and I had those three surgeries, and I'm just finally, I'm about 90%, not even it's still yet, not 100% yet. And
yeah, but you can't compare you to him. He's a not to be disrespectful or anything, but he's an athlete and he's a lot younger.
But all I'm saying is the wait for me, it was horrible. And I would think that even though it's a much shorter wait and he's a much better, just the thought of the road back.
Oh, it is a long haul. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, and it's painful, people. It's painful. It's not easy. Just like those pictures that with their rotator cuffs and stuff like that. Man.
The checks will ease the pain a little bit.
A little bit, but not all. Anything else we got?
Right now, countdown to pitchers and catchers.
That's about it, yeah.
I just love talking to people that think that Todd Frazier is the answer for the Mets.
Well,
I don't know. He's the, and when you hear them say locker room presence, locker room presence don't win games.
Well, it's funny because I was listening yesterday to sports radio, and some people were saying, "Wow, the Mets have done a really great job." And I said to myself, "Well, geez, am I missing something here?
I don't see where the good job is. Like we said yesterday, you got a guy that's going to play first base that quit on the Dodgers. You got a guy that's going to play third base that's a .220 hitter. You got Bruce back, who we'll see how he produces. You signed Reyes again. Why? You still don't have a catcher. Your pitching staff, I was talking to my buddy that pitched for the Tigers yesterday. There's not one guy on the Mets that you can say is going to give you 200 innings this year. The entire staff is a question mark. And like you said, you're going to hear talk radio blow this up and blow that up and make this what it should be, but there's no shoulds until it is. And right now, there's not one dependable arm in the Mets bullpen. Can anybody name, not in the bullpen, but in their starting rotation even, can anybody name one? I can't. DeGrom, you don't know. The Dark Knight, you don't know. Syndergaard, you don't know. Max, he gets hurt waking up in the morning. There's not one dependable name that you can throw on the mound for the Mets. Hopefully there will be, but over the last 3 years there hasn't been. So what makes you think it's going to be any different now?
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to move along to Pat Pagano because we've got some interesting weather up here today.
Yeah, you're going to get a nice mixture up there, huh?
Yeah, 4 to 8 inches of sleet and snow.
Beautiful. But then aren't you supposed to get enough rain to wash it away?
I don't think so. Well, I'll find out in a minute.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Watch the Rangers tonight. See what happens.
All right. Take care.
Have a good day.
Yep. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.